A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hustle and Flow on ZFM Stereo. My name is Tatenda G, and coming up on the show, of course, we dive right into the world of entrepreneurs and what is likely going to be happening in the month of September. A couple of headlines that have been highlighted in the landscape, in the entrepreneurship landscape. So we will be talking about top entrepreneur business headlines and trends in Zimbabwe in the first week of September. So based on the current economic climate and recent business trends in Zimbabwe, here are some of the top headlines and trends for entrepreneurs during the first week of September 2025. So we will be talking about entrepreneurial spirits rising and the economic growth of Zimbabwe and the government focusing on entrepreneurship and SME support. Another one coming in is AI and technology adaptation on the rise for entrepreneurs. And we'll be talking about renewable energy and green vouchers gaining momentum. Another headline coming up is access to finance remains a key focus for the Zimbabwean government and some banks as well. Some of the key entrepreneurial trends include the ecosystem development in Zimbabwe going at large and focusing on value addition for entrepreneurs and the digital transformation in Zimbabwe as a business landscape for entrepreneurs and regional and international expansion as well as human capital development. So if you know us, good for you. If you know somebody that's an entrepreneur, please tell them, let them know Tatenda G is on air, and we'll be talking about that, all that and more coming up just after this.
Wealth is not just what's in your wallet, it's in what you know and what you do with it.
Again, welcome to Hustle and Flow on ZFM Stereo. A reminder that we do this every Thursday, 15 minutes. We get to just shed some light and talk about what is happening in the world of business, particularly entrepreneurs. So the first one being entrepreneurial spirit arises with economic growth. So as the Zimbabwean economy shows signs of strong growth, particularly in the mining and agricultural sectors, a sense of optimism is fueling the entrepreneurial ecosystem. And there's a rise in the GDP, and it's creating new opportunities for small and medium-sized entrepreneurs or small and in medium-sized enterprises, which are the SMEs, to plug into large supply chains and service new markets. There is an opportunity to look into the market and see the opportunity, where the opportunity is. So the opportunities are there. I said opportunities thrice because they really are there. Another headline coming in, the government is focusing on entrepreneurship and SME support. And I think we have so many SMEs in the country, and the informal sector is largely growing. So the government tapping into that is something that has been spoken about for years now. And I'm glad that ZIDA, through the Zimbabwean Investment and Development Agency, which is ZIDA, is actively working to create a more favorable environment for entrepreneurs. This includes the implementation of new regulations like the Investor Grievance Response Mechanism. So they're calling it the IGRM. And the upcoming launch of the Investor Single Window e-regulations portal, which aims to reduce red tape and make it easier to start and run a business. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about what the IGRM is. Like I say, it is the Investor Grievance Response Mechanism and the upcoming launch of the Investor Single Window e-regulations portal, which is going to be able to reduce red tape and make it easier to start and run business. Sometimes it's very hard for SMEs and in the informal sector to get a loan. Sometimes it's difficult to get a bank account because of the nature of your business, but this is going to make it possible for that to happen. Something that's going to make it possible as well is the AI and technology adaptation. So AI and technology adaptation is on the rise. A significant trend among Zimbabwean entrepreneurs is the adaptation of technology, particularly artificial intelligence. So companies are using AI to optimize operations, improve customer service, and analyze market trends. This is seen as a market competitive advantage for businesses looking to scale and innovate. So the Grain Marketing Board, the GMB, has even rolled out an AI-powered smart silos. So they are enrolling AI-powered smart silos, indicating a broader trend of tech integration across various various sectors. And another trend, as we begin the month, the renewable energy and green ventures gain momentum. Let me tell you a little bit more about what this is about. So there's a clear and growing focus on green ventures. So the government incentives such as duty rebates for equipment used in solar powered electric vehicles, EV charging stations are encouraging entrepreneurs to enter the renewable energy space. So this space is, I think, has opened other opportunities, especially for entrepreneurs, given the fact that there's duty rebates for equipment that is used in the solar-powered electric vehicles or in the solar industry as well. We've seen the growth in solar and people being encouraged to have solar feed into the grids that are in their areas or the spaces that they work in, right? So this trend is driven by both local demand for sustainable solutions and the global push for a clean energy transition. Awesome, that's a good one. Another trend, another headline in the world of business, specifically entrepreneurs, is access to finance remains a key focus. So while the banking sector is showing resilience, like I said earlier on, access to capital for entrepreneurs and startups continues to be a very big topic, a central topic. So financial institutions like CBZ Holdings are actively working to raise or to just make opportunities very accessible and capital through bonds, which could potentially unlock more lending opportunities for SMEs. So yeah, the institutions that are making it possible for entrepreneurs to, you know, just get access to capital, access to loans, and they just need to tap into that. We'll be expanding a little bit more and further here on Hustle and Flow. We'll be engaging some of the banks to hear what are they doing to help some of these SMEs to access capital, or to help entrepreneurs to access capital to expand their businesses. And some of the key entrepreneurial trends include ecosystem development. And let me expand a little bit more on that. Zimbabwe's startup ecosystem is gaining recognition with a strong showing in the Southern African region. Organizations like Startup Blink are highlighting top startups across various sectors, from mobility to health tech, which is helping to build a more visible and interconnected entrepreneurial ecosystem or community. So the ecosystem development is key. It's important. One of the biggest reasons why we're doing Hustle and Flow is one day we will create an ecosystem that will allow entrepreneurs to tap into different industries to feed from each other on the value chain. Sometimes it's difficult for some of these entrepreneurs to link up because they don't have platforms where they can link up. So we will be creating those platforms. We'll be creating forums. We'll be creating workshops where entrepreneurs come together and tap into each other's markets and businesses. And another trend, focus on value addition is something that entrepreneurs need to do. So entrepreneurs are increasingly looking to add value to existing products and services rather than simply providing raw materials. So in agriculture, for instance, right, the focus is shifting to agri-tech. Like I said, I mentioned earlier on that the GMB is investing in AI-generated silos, which will be monitoring things like moisture, monitoring things like temperature as well, which will keep the product the quality of the product will be kept, right? So the focus is on value addition, which is value addition as well. And shifting agriculture to agri-tech and food processing. And in mining, there's a push for local beneficiation of minerals like lithium. So increasing the value of some of these minerals and making them making sure that the entrepreneurs actually benefit from these products and the value is beneficial to the ones that are mining it, right? And there's also need for digital transformation as a trend, as a big headline in the world of business. So the move to digital is not just for large corporations. It's for everybody, including entrepreneurs. We see people investing in, you know, paid ads on Instagram, on YouTube. WhatsApp business is there as well. So entrepreneurs are embracing digital tools for e-commerce, mobile payments, and online marketing to reach a wider customer base and reduce operational costs. So sometimes you see that a person was running a business, instead of tapping into other people that are going to do marketing for them, they are using AI for their marketing. They are using different platforms and social media platforms to tap into their marketing and get their products and their services to the people that they want to service, right? There's also a regional and international expansion. So Zimbabwe entrepreneurs are increasingly looking beyond their borders, and this is being made possible because of the internet. You know, there are people that are offering services outside their borders, and this is being made possible because of the landscape being the internet being a part of the platforms that people can take their businesses to the people, right? And let's see how much time do we still have here. Time, you know, so we're going to but let's continue with some of those headlines. Human capital development. There's need for human capital development. As much as AI is such a thing, there's that human touch. When someone calls to ask for a service, that voice, that human touch. But that touch needs to be developed, right? There's need for development. So there's a strong emphasis on continuous professional development and knowledge sharing. So events and conferences are being held, and one of I think I mentioned that earlier on, that we will be doing that more, where we will be creating spaces and opening up workshops where entrepreneurs, small businesses come together and tap into development and human capital development as well. So it is meant to help entrepreneurs to stay on top of their latest business trends, network, and acquire the skills needed to thrive in a competitive environment. Because of time, I will let you know that I'll be back next week. Same time, same place. I just thought maybe to kickstart the month by just talking about some of the trends, some of the business trends, top entrepreneur business headlines and trends in the country of Zimbabwe the first week of September. So we will be tapping into each and one of them as the month progresses. We will be touching on especially the government focusing on entrepreneurship and SME support. We will be, hopefully we'll get to talk to anybody from ZIDA, the Zimbabwe Investment and Development Agency. And we will also be expanding a little bit more on the investor grievance response mechanism, the upcoming launch of the investor single window e-regulation portal, which I said, its aim is to reduce the red tape and make it easier to start and run a business. We will also be getting some AI gurus to come and, you know, talk about how different businesses and entrepreneurs can tap into AI and tap into business development through the internet and AI. Again, my name is Tatenda G. Back again next week, same time, same place. Enjoy the rest of your evening.